Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
There is a difference between expressing thanks for something and being genuinely grateful for it. For example, let's suppose you're a craftsman and you agree to do a certain amount of work for so much money, and you fulfill your obligation. The work is done within the prescribed period of time, and you do it well. When you fulfill your contract, you get paid. Common courtesy, though, demands that you respond by saying thank you as you pick up the check in the brown manila envelope and take your tools home. Suppose, however, when you open the envelope, to your great surprise, you discover more than twice what you expected in the envelope. Being an honest person, you go back and say, I think a mistake was made. There's twice the amount that you owe me in the envelope, and you are told, yes, I know that, but I appreciate what you have done, and I wanted you to have a bonus. Now, the emotion that you feel is gratitude, one that goes far beyond a social perfunctory thanks. In many countries of the world, when you do something for someone, or you give them something, don't expect thanks, because that's really not part of the culture. Why? Because they are ungrateful for what you do? No. Because they feel that saying thank you is too easy. Just words. Gratitude, they believe, must be expressed in a more tangible way, doing something in return. But what if someone did something for you so great that you could never repay the individual? How would you respond? Obviously, for the rest of your life, you would be indebted to that person, right? Sincere, genuine gratitude is not a mere matter of empty words, but of heartfelt expression of appreciation. Gratitude is never an undefined good feeling about something or someone. It reflects a specific deed or action of another person, and a person to whom you owe something, whether or not you can ever repay the gift. In a very real sense, that is what God's grace is about. Grace, God's great favor and kindness, is what brought God's Son to earth, providing for our salvation. Grace and God's faithfulness in extending His mercy to us is what sustains us and keeps us. May I challenge you to take a sheet of paper, draw a line down the center of it, on one side write, what I have that I'm thankful for, and on the other side, what I do not have that I'm equally thankful for. On the one side, you may write things such as family, a wife and children, and so forth. Would you also write down some of the difficulties and challenges of life? Had God's children not been hungry in the wilderness, they would never have known manna. Had Daniel not been in the lion's den, he would never have known God's sustaining power. Had Peter never been in prison, he would never have known deliverance by an angel. Gratitude, going beyond simply saying thanks, is a habit that is often developed through hardship, even suffering, and difficulty. Sincere thanksgiving embraces what you are thankful for, to whom you are thankful, and why you are thankful. Don't just take it for granted. Give thanks to God for the gift of salvation, for the blessings that He has bestowed upon you, for what you have that you didn't deserve, but God freely smiled upon you and blessed you. Yes, indeed, in everything, give thanks.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.